Can we have roll call, please, Madam Secretary?
Member Brown?
Here.
Member Messner?
Here.
Member Schneider?
Here.
Member Smith?
Here.
Member Wignott?
Here.
Member Branch?
Here.
Chair Herrera?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we'll go to administrative agenda. Scott?
First on the administrative agenda is are the meeting minutes of February 8th, 2011.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second it.
Any comments?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Under planning director report, it mentioned that Never mind. Sorry.
Okay, Bob?
I just had a question on page 4, on the motion at the top of the page, item 1. The applicant is to consider revising architectural drawings per the DRB's discussion. And we spent about 90 minutes discussing that item. So is there, did Cindy Moore take notes of what the comments are? Is there going to be something to reference when we come back to discuss this item?
Thank you, Member Wignott, member of the board. As part of the case planning, there are notes that the planner will take as it's reviewed by the board. Furthermore, having the ability to use Granicus now, the applicant is also reviewing their plans against the comments that the DRB made, essentially in real time and re-reviewed time. But yes, in answer to your direct question, Cindy does have notes referred to as far as the DRB's direction and questions posed to the applicant.
So when we see the item again, will there be an opportunity to review those notes in advance of the meeting, or they'll be presented at the meeting?
As part of the planner's presentation to the board, that's something that can be presented at that point in time.
The notes will be presented again at the meeting?
I was assuming it was going to be a verbal report as of this point in time, unless there's something else that you're requesting.
Okay.
I agree the direction should have been, whatever the DRB's direction or discussion should have been included in the motion, so we could see that.
Well, okay. I don't know as I have any further comment. It's if we have a record of what the discussion was that's in black and white that we can refer to. Otherwise, it seems like we have to bring our own notes from our own comments that we made at that meeting. And
well, the problem is that we can't in these minutes ascertain whether our direction, if we all agree with the minutes that our direction was what the direction that we gave,
right?
Because we don't know that just based upon what the discussion was. You can't correct or change what the drawings per the DRB's discussion, because we don't know what specific things were said, and that should have been listed so that we could have had the opportunity to look at that.
Okay.
And to vet that.
So I would just suggest in future when we make a motion and we have continue with comments, we have to list all the comments. Is that what you're?
Well, I believe that it's that's why these are action minutes, because this is the action, and the action should have been clear enough and detailed enough so that people would understand what that is.
Right.
Any more comments? So I guess we move on to. There was a first and a second. There was a first and a second. Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Yes. Okay. Okay. So.
I believe, Member Smith, you have to abstain because you weren't at the meeting.
My mistake, and then I abstain. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Six ayes, okay. Okay, this will move on to B2, Street Tree Subcommittee Report. Chris?
We met today, and not too much to report. There have been forestry management plan is still kind of being kicked around with management. So our next meeting would be March 22nd at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, 2 o'clock. Okay, we'll move to B3. Planning Director Report.
Okay, thank you, Chair Herrera and members of the DRB. Just a few brief items for you today. On February 15th, the City Council had met and they reviewed the Montecito Bank and Trust project. That was their first of two meetings. Their second meeting on that project will be on March 1st. They've essentially, they have approved the first, the ordinance, and it's coming back for a second meeting on March 1st. After that meeting, March 8th, we are expecting that item to return before the DRB for your continued preliminary review. So just an update that you know that's coming back.
Is that the one on Stork and Hollister?
That's correct. As far as today, one of the things you'll notice that when you sat down at your seat, there is a revised DRB calendar that was placed before you. For members of the public, they're on in the narthex as well for your availability. Essentially, the change that you're seeing is once upon a time, we had a meeting that was scheduled for August 23rd, but not one for August 9th. We've now reversed that, so the DRB will be convening on August 9th, but not the 23rd. And the simplest reason for that change was to coincide with the City Council's and the Planning Commission's closures. So just know that that change has happened. And then the last thing that I have to let you know about, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock p.m. in the Community Center, is the Wildland Fire Plan and Monarch Butterfly Inventory and Habitat Management Plan Public Workshop. Any members of the DRB as well as members of the public are encouraged to attend. And that's everything that I have for you today.
Yeah. Bob?
Just to mention in passing, Scott, it's not within the purview of the DRB, but the Montecito Bank and Trust project, that property at 6900 Hollister, I believe, and then the adjacent property at 6950 where there's an existing office building. Mm-hmm. The two properties are owned by the same institute, owner, whatever. I noticed with the recent rains that we've had and prior rain events that the parking lot in that existing office building seems to have a drainage problem. And I don't know, community services or someone, it seemed like should look at what's going on there. Usually after a heavy rainfall event, they actually have the parking lot blocked off so people can't drive in there and park because of the water that's pooling.
Correct. Member Wigdon, thank you for your comments. And Shine Ling was actually the planner on that case, and it looks like he has a reply for you.
Yes, Member Wignott, members of the board, we are well aware of the problem, and the community services is working on that, and the board will have a chance to examine the grading and drainage plan at its preliminary review on March 8th.
Okay.
And that concludes the director's report.
Thank you, Scott. Okay, that moves us to B4, election of officers. Bob?
We appointed you chair, Mr. Chairman, at the last meeting, and then we continued the discussion on vice chair to this meeting when all members would be present. And I would like to again put a nomination forward for Mr. Mesner. He hasn't been a vice chair or a chair of this board. He's entering his seventh year of service, his third term on the DRB, and I think it would be appropriate for him to reconsider and to serve, so I'd like to nominate him as vice chair.
I would like to second it.
Okay. Any comments? Okay.
I don't know how this works out, but I had heard that. Pardon me?
No, go ahead.
I had heard that I had been placed in nomination for the vice chair, and I'd like to decline that.
Okay. Okay. So be it. Okay, so all those in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay.
You're in for it now.
Congratulations, Chris.
Congratulations, Member Messler.
Congratulations, Chris. Okay. So with that, we'll move to C, review of agenda, projected agenda items.
Thank you, Chair. I heard item E in my head. Every item that's on the agenda today is expected to be here, and as we look forward at our next few meetings, March 8th and March 22nd, there's plenty of room for new items. So if you need to continue something, feel free to do so.
Okay. With that, we'll move to D, public comment. At this time, the public shall have the opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. It is requested that each speaker complete a speaker request form and submit it to the recording clerk. Reasonable time limits are imposed on each topic and each speaker. In accordance with the provisions of the Ralph and Brown Act, no action or discussion may take place by the Design Review Board on any item not on the posted agenda. The Design Review Board may respond to statements made or questions asked. It may direct the staff to report back on the topic at a future meeting. No one in the public.
And we don't have any speaker slips.
No speaker slips. Okay. All right. With that, we'll move it to E, consent calendar. Madam Secretary?
Yes. Item E1 is consent calendar, Design Review Board Permit Number 10-148 DRB. It's Chase Bank Facade Improvements, located at 5787 Calais Riel.
Mr. Chair, I reviewed that item and request it to be approved as submitted. No changes had been made from the last time, and so Scott Colwitz and I looked at it. It's the same project. So recommend that it gets final approval.
Okay. Do we need to vote on this item? Yes. Okay. Do I have a motion?
I will second Scott's motion.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed.
And I need abstain. I need to abstain.
Okay. Two abstains. Okay.
Or actually recuse, technically.
Okay. Okay. Well, that will move to F, sign calendar.
Sign subcommittee met today and reviewed item F1, Pacific Western Bank signage at 197 North Fairview Avenue. We had really no issues with the two wall signs that were proposed other than making sure they do not exceed the height of the beam surface that they were being mounted on. We requested that the monument sign be redesigned using an opaque background and push-through letters for the sign and the logo. And we are having it come back before us on March 8th for continued review of the monument sign. I don't know, do we need to do these individually or?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So that's a motion for continuance until the March 8th agenda.
Okay.
So I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. And then we also met on item F2, Spherion signage at 271 North Fairview Avenue. And it is an unlit sign, and we are having them also come back before us on March 8th, reducing the size of the letters from currently what is lowercase at 18 inches to a 15-inch range for those same letters for our further review. So with that, I'll make that a motion for continuance to that date with comments.
Okay. Second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So that takes us to G, revised final calendar. Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Item G is Design Review Board Permit Number 11-010-DRBRV, Chipotle Rooftop Equipment located at 270 Stork Avenue, a request for revised final review.
And I'm going to recuse myself.
Okay.
Hi. How you doing? Am I on? Yep. Far away.
Shine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the board. The DRB reviewed the project and granted final approval of the improvements for Chipotle Mexican Grill in the spring of 2010. And the project has mostly completed construction, and the project is here for revised final review at the request of then Chair Brown to review the rooftop equipment. And I will let Mr. Brunel present the case.
And actually, before we do that, I'm going to jump in with one small agenda management item. The agenda had identified this application as 11-010-DRBRV. That was a mistake. It's instead of 010, it's 018.
018.
Did we get declarations?
And if we could have declarations and ex parte visits?
Yes. Has everyone visited the site?
Yes.
Any conversations with the owner?
No.
Nope. Okay.
All right, well, I heard from Scott that the pictures weren't very good that got submitted, so we have better ones here. Maybe just look at them. I saw they were on the slideshow, though. So, the issue is that the rooftop equipment is visible from some areas, which was not anticipated. The architects for the Chipotle project did a site section through the sidewalk and looked like the equipment was not going to be visible, which it's not from the sidewalk straight across or from even McDonald's up into the Costco area, but if you go up the street towards the corner, the street elevates some and it becomes visible. Yeah. And so it's currently painted this gray color, which would be our preference, is to just go ahead and paint it rather than construct a screen up there. One of the issues is the roof was leaking. It has a parapet and a built-up roof down in there, but the roof was leaking, and so they came in and put a metal roof over the top of the parapet. This was before Mr. Winnikoff even bought it. So it forces the equipment to be a little higher, and it also creates difficulties with putting a screen up there. I have a roof plan here that kind of shows the location of that one that is visible. The pictures also show there's a couple above Rusty's that are visible from the parking lot side. Those are not the ones over Chipotle. They aren't visible from the parking lot side at all. One other consideration, which I don't know how this can really factor in at this point, is that the owner is in the process of working on a facade redesign for the building. These are really preliminary things that he's just gotten started on and isn't really ready to go anywhere with. But I said, well, you know, if I go in and say we're going to change the building, it'll be a little more believable if I have something that somebody's actually worked on. And it's our understanding that he's going to go forward with it, and we're going to start working on it pretty soon. So that will get rid of the problem when that happens, and it also is more motivation on his part to not spend money on something that it would just be a waste in the long run. But I know that's a little tricky to work with.
Can I see the sample color a bit closer?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a flat material, so it doesn't glare?
Right, and you can see in the pictures on the shot from the south direction, you can't even see it. When the sun's on it, it disappears, but if it's on the other side and it's in the shadow, it kind of stands out a little more so. Yeah, right. That one's on the...
So when is the expectation that the facade will be improved? 2 years, 1 year, 6 months?
No, 6 months was the time frame he told us today. And I think that he's anticipating that's to be in probably maybe even past this board and into plan check kind of.
And if it were to do that, how would that affect the vent pipe? Because then it would be down where it should be instead of sitting up on that.
Yeah, I think this is you can see from some of these drawings, I mean, he's talking about a really radical change to the way the building looks. And he's talking about this is would be a new piece that comes and connects the buildings. He's talking about trying to do a second floor connection.
That's both buildings viewed from the
store. Yeah. So I think all of it, I don't know exactly how it would work, but I think it would be part of it is that you wouldn't be able to see any of that. It would be an improvement. It'd be.
Okay. Bob?
Mr. Burnell, the photos that you presented show not only your vent for Chipotle, but there's also a couple of other vents that are up on the roof for the restaurants that are in the building and located to the south of your location. Similar design vents, and there's two of them, I believe. You can see in one of the photos.
One from the parking lot.
So this facade improvement that you're talking about, that would take care of not only your the vent at your location, but the other two as well?
I think so. I mean, this is a preliminary stage where he's really looking at a radical change to the building, and
right.
Vent screening is not the driving factor right. At this point. But
and if we were to impose vent screening on your location, we wouldn't be able to really do anything about the vents at the other end of the building, which are, I mean, there's a pair of them, and they're even more obvious, I think, than yours. So
Yeah. Thank
you.
Okay. Carl?
I appreciate the offer of we're going to remodel the building down the road, but I don't think we can take that into account. So, from my point of view, I think what we've got is a minor issue. It's one vent pipe. The building has others on it that also are probably worse than what this one is. So I don't have a problem with just painting it a color and being done with it for the time being.
I have no problem either.
Okay. We have a public speaker that wishes to speak. Mr. Bannerman.
Chair Herrera, members of the board, Gary Vandeman, ditto.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any more questions or comments by the board?
Which you're using, do we have documentation of what color that is?
Yeah, you can have this. I think it was part of the submittal. Can you guys know? All right, well, there we go.
But this is a copy of that color chip.
Yeah, it's a computer rendering, and it isn't the same color. You know how those go.
Right. Right.
Right.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve as submitted with the exhaust duct being painted the color proposed.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know. Right. Interesting. You have a cloak of invisibility.
Right. Thank you. So that will take us to K, conceptual calendar. Madam Secretary.
Item K1 is Design Review Board Permit Number 09-174-DRB, located at 5484 Overpass Road, a request for conceptual review of a wireless communications facility located in an industrial property.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I do not see the applicant here. For his item, he was advised to be here at this time. So, if it is the pleasure of the board to call a recess,
okay. So we'll call a recess for 5 minutes, or until the applicant comes in. Yes. Okay. Order. Okay, has everybody visited the site?
Yes.
No. I did not this time around, but I have previously.
That's what I was just going to say, yeah.
Okay, I have.
That's what I meant also. I've previously visited the site. And Haven't had any conversations with the applicant.
Any conversations with the applicant?
No.
Okay. Shine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the board. This project is coming back to you for continued conceptual review. A previous version, the board did complete conceptual review in July 2010, but it was about to go to the Planning Commission, but was pulled off the calendar to revise the design, and I think Mr. Higgins can describe more about that. So this is quite a change from the previous version that you have seen previously. So with that, I'll let Mr. Higgins describe the project.
I'm Jay Higgins. I'm with Verizon Wireless, and we were before you a number of times last year trying to achieve a tree design that was more realistic than what I think some other carriers have put up in the area. And the desire of the DRB was to achieve a realistic sort of almost a Christmas tree effect, more conical in shape than what is typically put up, which is the bare minimum in terms of branches to hide the antennas. So we had just about everybody within our Verizon convinced that this is doable, except for the insurance folks. The reason we are not able to build what was approved in July is that the branch distance or length from the trunk in that previous version was about 18 feet, and that's just something that Verizon can't insure. From a construction standpoint, they basically just said, no, we can't do that. So what we're back with you with today before you is a different design that achieves the same conical sort of shape to the tree. What the limiting factors or the factors that keep us within the parameters of the Verizon's underwriting essentially is the distance between the trunk and where the antenna faces are if we want to achieve that conical shape. So the farther the antennas are out from the trunk, the greater the distance the branches are at the bottom of the trunk, and that's the limiting factor. We need to stay within about 12 feet at the base. So what we have done are two things. One, we've shortened the height of the tower, 70 down to 60, and we've brought the antennas inward. You see, previously we had them all at the same center line of the trunk at about 60 feet. We've now stacked them. That allows some of the antennas to come in closer to the trunk, the center of the trunk, and we've also shrunk the height of the tree. So, therefore, the branch length at the base is not as great. With the same conical shape. So we could still add some branches below what you see there, but they won't be greater than 12 feet in length. And if you've seen the site, you'll see that you'll notice that the elevation distance between the highway and the grade where the tower is probably 20 feet at least. So we feel like this is a superior design, shorter, still achieves that conical shape, and it's something that Verizon can for sure build. So that's our proposal, and I apologize for the delay and having gotten through so many of these hearings without proper instruction from some of the people within Verizon, namely their insurance folks. So we're better prepared here, and we'd appreciate your feedback.
Right. Just had a quick question. The photo simulations that came with this, that's the representation of this one here, the new revised shorter.
We have submitted new photo simulations.
Yeah. Okay,
yes.
Yeah, that's what that. Okay, that's all I needed.
Okay,
thank you.
So Jay, the trunk is going to be it'll look faux as well. I mean, it'll have a lot of character on it and stuff. And yeah, there's one over at the county coroner's office, and the trunk actually looks really good.
Yeah.
Really good. It's very sculptural and lots of different color, and you think, oh, my God, it looks like the trunk of a tree.
It's actually kind of appropriate, too, for the branches starting 20 feet up, because when you get a lot of large mature pine trees, especially in groves, those bottom branches had die off and fall off a long time before, so they actually do start quite a ways up.
Well,
Jay, I'm pretty much okay with your new design. Just a couple of questions. I couldn't find my earlier version. So relative to that upper antenna array, are the branches about the same? They come out about the same distance as in the previous version, or the branches are shorter because the upper array is closer to the trunk? Is that
correct? By a couple feet. It's not a significant distance at the top of the tree, but yes, they're shorter at that antenna center line so that they can be shorter at the base.
Right. And so the antennas that we're seeing in the plan view on A3, they're drawn in black and white, and it's just sort of an outline, but they're actually going to be a solid substance. I mean, it is an antenna, and it will be painted the same. It will be painted the same color as the branches are painted. So, in a sense, it's camouflaged by branches and by coloration.
That's correct. We can also, and it's not shown here, but we're very familiar and do this frequently with monopines, is actually put branch needles onto the antenna.
On the antenna socks. Are there socks?
Yeah. Socks is the technical term in the industry at this point. And so that's not shown in the exhibit, but that could be a condition of approval or a design comment here that we can incorporate and bring it back to you at a later date.
That sounds like a good suggestion. Thanks.
Jay, are we going to be able to see what the color, the proposed color? Did you bring some samples?
I do have some samples.
Oh, okay,
and
good.
Pom-poms. So this is another sample from another site that we have built, and it does show a little bit of a lighter shade of the pine needles that might, I think, blend a little bit better in this particular location. There are some pine trees further south, the property right adjacent, that are a little bit darker, but there's a eucalyptus tree on this property, and some of the trees that are on this property are not as is green, so this is an option. There's all kinds of other
so you can pretty well match, right?
Our request would be that we get your comments on a conceptual review today, and then maybe come back with some color samples on final, if possible.
That's what I was just going to ask: is where are we at in the process with this, and so we understand what we can and can't do today.
Yes, members, we are looking at, we're here for conceptual only. When the DRB wishes to conclude its conceptual review on this new design, I will work with the applicant to prepare it for the Planning Commission. Your comments will be forwarded to the Planning Commission. If the Planning Commission approves the project, it will come back for preliminary and final review.
I have a question. Chris? On this, on the trunk, it seems a little dark. Is it going to fade a bit over a period of time?
We haven't seen many fading of the colors. If anything, sometimes there's branches that might fall off, but that's part of a maintenance aspect of the project we're familiar with. Go back up there and put the branches back on, or some of the leaves may blow off. But I've never heard of any of the color fading.
So can this be made a little bit lighter in color, the branches?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that. I don't have the answer to that question.
Well, how about the color of the needles? I think they're a little bit light. I think they're too yellow. Because you indicated, Jay, the ones that were nearby were bluer.
A little darker. Darker green. And we do have the flexibility to change the pine needle color.
Yeah.
But that I figured was easy. It's just I wanted to make sure the trunk, because if you have a little bit more lighter browns or even kind of a faux, a little darker, a little lighter, that has that, gives a little three-dimensional look to it, just like bark, even though you can't see it up close, but from a distance.
I can bring bark samples back at another hearing. No problem.
Okay. Any more questions or comments?
Well, if there's no comments.
The only comment I have is that these things have come a long way. Yeah. I mean, they really have. A little bit of tweaking of the color to make it slightly darker, that's probably the only comment I have. I mean, they're...
That'd be the same with me. And again, based on what we started with, this is really, really nicely done.
Yeah.
Really like it.
So I'll make a motion to continue for, I guess it's for conceptual, to come back with, to see about the bark color, see if you can do a change of that.
Lighter.
Whether it be lighter or mottled, or what kind of variations you provide us, and also come back with a sample that's darker.
And
the needles.
And if I could just add, you mentioned that you could do something with the antenna sock as far as some needle treatment of the antenna sock. Do you have some sort of picture of that, or
we're happy to bring back samples of or photos of what the antennas look like when they're dressed up with the actual needles on the face. If I could ask staff a question just for clarification, are we agendized for conceptual approval potentially today? Because my request is that we're allowed to continue to the Planning Commission at this point, but maybe I'm not clear on what the rest of the process involves, if we need to get conceptual approval today before we go to the Planning Commission.
Yeah, members, we don't hand out approvals at conceptual level. We just hand out comments at the conceptual level. But the nature of the comments, being the specific nature, whether they're positive or negative on the project, are important for the Planning Commission's consideration.
Well, if the next step for the applicant is the Planning Commission, then when he goes before the commission, I think it would be helpful for him to have a bark that's as Waley Chris has described, if that can be accomplished, and a sample of the faux needles that is different, that is darker, however you may construe that, if the DRB feels comfortable with that recommendation. And then we take it off calendar and it comes back for preliminary. Is that what happens?
Members of the board, I was going to suggest that we, rather than continue this, because I don't know what the Planning Commission schedule is, that we do take this off.
Okay.
And then re-notice when we come back to the DRB for preliminary approval at that point.
Okay. I'm okay with what you said. If again, you could just add the bit about the windsock needle treatment as well.
Right.
Okay. To make sure that the Planning Commission sees that and we see that when it comes back to it.
So for clarity of the record, if we can get a member to restate the entirety of the motion, that would be appreciated.
Okay. Well, the motion is that the DRB appreciates the applicant refining the project such that it's a better project than what we saw previously, and that when he returns to the design review board, we would like him to see if he can change the bark color so that it's either lighter or there's a variation in the bark color between light and dark, and to bring back a sample or samples of needle colors that are darker, not just one color darker, but perhaps a modeling of colors. And also some pictures of what the antenna sock might look like with the pine needles, and that those that information be provided to the Planning Commission as well.
I'll second that.
Shine?
If I may ask, just a quick comment on size, bulk, and scale, and visibility of the.
Well, I think if we, we haven't really had a discussion. Maybe we need to have a discussion on that.
I think they've reduced. It's reduced from what we saw before. I'm real comfortable with it.
I am too.
I agree. Absolutely. They took 20 feet off it.
The shape is perfect too.
All right.
And I think considering the changes, it's preferable to have this rather to have the faux monopine rather than just to have a naked antenna. If that's any help.
Okay. Okay, do we have a second?
Bob seconded it.
Seconded? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Higgins. Appreciate all your work on this.
There we go. Thank you. Okay, well, this brings us to L, advisory calendar.
There are no items on your advisory calendar.
Okay. Okay, M, discussion items. M1, request for future agenda items by members. Okay, none. M2, announcements by members. Okay, none. Okay, so I guess you adjourn. End of our meeting.
Okay. Thank you, members of the board.
Thank you.